Okay, if they don't want those drones shot down, they've got to paint them partly cloudy. Well, what do you know?
Live from Phoenix, Arizona to Cleveland, Ohio, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, the gangster of love, Ben Sidran, all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who can't do the crazy legs run due to the crazy discs, it's Michael Feldman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, a big run today. Yep. Well, we'll get this. We'll get you there in a second. Is it started? Do they start running yet?
It's over.
Oh, it's over. Darn, another year. Well, in the news then, that isn't. George W. Bush becomes the first C-plus English student with his own library. That's pretty exciting. Actually, Mr. Bush was thrown out of the George W. Bush Presidential Library for horsing around during the ceremony. So, some things never change. The big hit at the library was the flight jacket and the victory banner display. That was a big draw. The Hall of Bad Bathroom Art drew a lot of people. The only Iraq item actually was Saddam Hussein's Zippo lighter. I sort of glanced over that old thing. They do have a little biodiesel converter you can feed switchgrass into, though. That was kind of cool. That was Bush innovation. Nice to see Barney again, though. There's a little, he's there, little dog. Okay. In other news, the TSA knife policy on hold after the mumbly peg incident in the break room. Mumbly peg, anyone?
Yes.
One, you know, mumbly peg? Oh, yeah, you're missing a finger, I see. The air controllers are back, but now the pilots are furloughed. One thing or another. TSA is out too, but they will get invasive on their downtime if you want them to. The Associated Press was hacked, but how smart was it to use Ass Press for a password? Like, that's the first thing I'd try. You too?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh. Bill Clinton is on Twitter now, immediately followed by at Monica Lewinsky. Oh. There's a timely rejoinder. Yeah. Mortgages are down to 2.6%. If I thought I had 15 years, I'd get one. Darn. Democrats streaming down the ropes from the sinking ship of state. They're trying to get out. At a traffic stop, Reese Witherspoon gets the only cop who hasn't seen Legally Blonde. Or Blonde 2. Thatcher tomb found vacant with rock rolled back. More at 10. Elvis leaves federal building. Mime all but confesses in the Rison case. He was dumb-showed, as Miranda writes. That was something to see. Durable goods plunge as people don't expect things to last. The NRAARP for old gunslingers. Thank you. I thought that was pretty good, too. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Old gunslingers. Pretty good. Not bad. Gold is down, so I guess I'll keep the fillings. The White House science fair has been called off due to a castor bean project. The French approve mariage anglais. That's what they call it. Okay, that goes then. Was it my pronunciation? You think it was the pronunciation? No, it was the joke. Syria says chemicals actually lasso for the broadleaf. Now I know this is not working. Lasso for the broadleaf. That kills them here most of the time. Because you get a lot of broadleaf
fertilizer jokes.
Yeah, fertilizer and pesticide, insecticide jokes.
Roundup.
Roundup. I should have said Roundup. Roundup. Should I try it with Roundup? No. Roundup. Sirius says chemicals actually Roundup for the broadleaf. How many of you prefer Lasso to Roundup? Roundup? Oh, God. Overwhelming. Overwhelming. Justin's career spin as pundits calling him Amy Winebieber. Took a lot of work on that for like an hour. Looks like it's the Syrian Electronic Army versus People's Liberation Army Unit 61398 in the hacker finals. Too long and no payoff. I get you. If there are WMDs in Syria, time to invade Iran. Huh? Let's see. They're still looking for a nice home for Manti. Teo? Can't call him Manti. You got to call him Manti Teo all the time. It's annoying. Non-union ding-dongs shall never pass these lips. I'm just saying, editorial will mark it as such. Clenching of the fists helps both IQ and BM in a recent study. Monkeys understand the more obvious social gestures such as red rump in the face and fecal hurling in another study, financed by you, of course. Koala chlamydia is what happens when everyone wants to hug you. And finally, all this cutting edge stuff. I know, it's too much. It's true, though. There is an epidemic of koala chlamydia. I read it. It's amazing. In the new Guys and Dolls, Channing Tatum, a natural for Nicely, Nicely Johnson. Thank you so much. And good night. Don't shake your head, sir. Are you shaking your head involuntarily? Thank you very much. And good to see you. Nicely, Nicely Johnson. Channing Tatum, come on. Give me a break on that. Nicely, Nicely.